We're going to have a few people speak, and Sister Wolf is elected to go first. There she is. Sister Shannon volunteered.
Okay, so I'm going to pray first. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for all you've done for us today. Thank you for giving us another day and another year with our mothers, and help them to have a good day today, and just help the service as we're going into it after this, that it just be a blessing and everyone would get something out of it. And just thank you for all you've done for us, and amen. Okay, well, Brother Chris texted me and asked me to speak about my mom on Mother's Day, so here I am. I'll probably cry during some or all points of it, so just look away because it's not going to be cute. Thank you. Okay. So first I would like to start with some silly stuff. So we'll talk about her favorite hobby. So sometimes if she's bored, she likes to play this game with us kids, and she'll come from the bottom of the stairs and say, "Hey," or "Shannon, Tasha," and we'll say, "What?" And then dead silent. Literally, she disappeared. And we'll go downstairs, and she's sitting right next to the staircase. She isn't very touchy-feely or affectionate, not really with us kids, so we'll ask her sometimes, "Hey, Mom, how do we look?" And she'll say, "Gorgeous." Or she'll say, if she's adventurous, she'll say, "You look fine." It's really confirming. She'll say, okay, we'll move on. So she's the absolute best cook. She'll make something from scratch really quick, and it'll take her like half an hour and two ingredients. It takes me like 20 minutes alone just to reread the ingredient and get, or reread the recipe and get all the ingredients out. And I'll still put one half of a cup of flour into it instead of one and one half a cup of flour into it, and it makes all the difference, believe it or not. But she never complains, and her food is always so much better than any other restaurant. Her and my dad raise us kids to challenge our brains and to think for ourselves, not to piggyback along or blindly follow the blind. She never encouraged us to like question things, but to simply find and examine the reason behind why we do what we do. I couldn't compare her to a Bible character because she is too unique and original, but I chose a scripture that I think describes her perfectly. So in Proverbs 31 and 26, it says, "She openeth her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness." The International Children's Bible breaks it down a little further and says, "She speaks with wise words, and she teaches others to be kind." She's always carried herself with such a humble spirit and sweetness. I've never heard a bad word or statement come out of her mouth. She's very quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath, like the verse says. She's also very selfless, caring, and patient, especially when it comes to me. I'm confident in her, and I have complete trust and faith in her with all my deepest secrets, fears, and failures. Mothers seem to not only have eyes in the back of their heads, but they seem to have a secret spy service with God because they know everything. They know when you're struggling, and you can tell just by the way they look at you, but they don't bombard you. They wait, just like Jesus. They wait until you're ready, and when you are, they'll be standing there with their arms wide open. She has taught us how to be strong. Sorry. How to be quiet, how to treat others and love the ones, even if they get under your skin. She's taught us to turn the other cheek and to bite my tongue. And then she's taught me to get back up every time I stumble or completely dive into the wrong direction. She's always there to lend a hand and help me get back on my feet. I admire her. Knowing her encourages me that it is possible to maintain a relationship with God for years and years. It is possible to find a godly companion that you can grow spiritually with and stay married to for the rest of your life and not divorce. I look at my mom all the time and think to myself, she is the most perfect Christian and wife, and I want to be just like her. I want her dry humor. I want to love others the way she does, and I want a marriage just like my parents. Obviously, I think my mother is the best world and the best mom in the whole world, but I love and appreciate every mother that's here today, And I appreciate you moms not only for what you do, but for your men's role in the church. That's it.
Well, that was very special. Appreciate that. So I kind of gave them a little idea of what to talk about, just some things. So that's what she's kind of going off of. Some of you have done this before. You know it's kind of exciting talking about your mother. So Vanessa, I didn't realize, I never want to ask the same person twice, but she did it before. I didn't realize that. So she wants to talk about her mom again. I really appreciate Sister Vanessa Miller.
Okay. So, some words to describe my mom are loving, caring, humble, teaching, helpful, and wise. And things my mom has taught me are to cook, to clean, how to manage money, not to think too much of what others think of me, and to treat everyone kindly. Some things that I like to do with my mom are take walks, do gardening, go shopping, go on car rides, and to work here at church. When I grow up, I definitely want to be like my mom. I think she's been an amazing mom raising us. I'm very thankful for that. And my favorite thing about my mom is her cooking, very good, and her head and back scratches. There are many scriptures in the Bible telling us to honor and obey our parents. It shows how important they really are to us. Happy Mother's Day.
Amen.
Appreciate Sister Vanessa, and those of you who were here yesterday know that it was her graduation party, but not only her, but it was Sister Michaela, and she's going to speak about her mom.
Okay, so that's my mother over there. So my mother is hardworking, she's faithful, she's fair, she's always like two steps ahead. So she has a lot to deal with, like, she has babysitting kids, and I've learned that that's not always an easy job to do. And she's patient, which leads me into the next reason on why she's the best mother, because she has to put up with me and my awful sense of humor. And she has, I also get into a habit where if I'm bored or I have nothing to do, I pick on her. And I know when to stop most of the time. And my mother's best trait would have to be being my biggest fan and my number one supporter. Like, no matter what I do, she's always there to support me. Really thankful for that. And the effect that she has had on my Christian life and walk with God is that it's probably a greater impact than she probably knows, because if it wasn't for my mom continuing to come to church and being faithful in services, I don't know where I would be, and I'd probably be a completely different person. Looking back, I realize now how hard it must have been taking us three kids to church all by yourself. And so when I get older and possibly have my own family, I want to teach them that no matter what the devil throws at you, or no matter how hard your circumstances are, that if you just keep pressing on and just remain faithful to God. So, thank you, Mother, and happy Mother's Day.
Very good.
That's awesome. Appreciate that, Sister Michaela. I think Sister Bonnie Sue is going to speak a little about her mother. Sister Maria. Yeah, and if you want to stand up, Sister Maria, so everybody knows you. I forgot that, but the other people are not.
So my mom's short, so I didn't get my height from her, but I got my beauty from her. And one of the best things about my mom is she's super funny, and she's fun to be around, and she's always right there, and she's selfless, and she just always puts everything away, and just, she's given up a lot for us kids, and she took up a lot of time to homeschool us and make sure that we grew up in the right way we should. And what impact she has made on my spiritual walk is she's taught me to never give up when things get really hard and rough, and to believe and have faith in God. and just like giving up was never an option, and she's just always just been so faithful and just like never like had a doubt that God would not be there for us, and I'm really thankful for that. And I'm nervous, so that's all I gotta say, but I love you, Mom.
Amen. Very good.
Appreciate that. All right, I believe Brother James was running around earlier, so I think he has something he wants to share. Oh, oh, ladies go first. Sister Mackenzie, out of respect.
You're so kind. So kind.
That was so nice of you. Okay, so they were all making fun of me because I only picked one question to answer about my mom, and I told her she couldn't come because she makes me cry. So she's not here, but I told her Sister Sherry records that she can listen one day, when I'm not around, because who wants to hear themselves talk? Anyways, you probably don't want to hear me talk. So the question that I picked was, what effect has your mom had on your Christian walk with, or your Christian life or walk with God? I wasn't raised in church, so my mom, when Mariah passed away, my mom came to church, and she knew where to get help from, and so she was coming to church, and I was not going to come to church, but she prayed for me, and I eventually got saved. So that's the effect she had on my life, if she hadn't been praying for me. Not that y'all wouldn't have prayed for me, but you know, you didn't know me then. So my mom was just praying for me, and I got saved, and here I am almost 4 years later, and I'm still saved. And then one of the other questions, since I don't want to just answer one, was, do you want to be just like your mom? I'm already like her, so yeah, I guess I do. Just like her. So that's all I got. And if she listens to this, happy Mother's Day. And you guys, all your mom, you guys are lucky to have moms that raise you in church. So just be thankful for that. But my mom's here now, so I'm thankful for that too.
Make sure James is next.
Kind of following up on that, I believe Brother Cash is blessed to have you as his mother too.
Yeah.
So you were talking about each one of you are blessed to have a mother that comes to church as well. I believe it goes the same way. So,
right.
So we're going to have Brother Ben come.
I didn't cry, but now you're going to make it.
Brother James, come on up here. Would you introduce Brother Ben?
You want me to?
Get out of here. Oh, man.
Well, I don't really want to be up here, and Brother Chris, I feel like this just isn't fair. You're going to have to get outside my family once in a while. But my mom is Carla Presley. You want to stand up, Mom? Hey. She's got, like, gray hair right here. And just so you guys know. But I think my mom is very amazing, and she's very loving. Sometimes she doesn't exactly, like, show it, but you definitely know inside, deep down, she loves you. And she always likes to include in everybody. She loves just not her family, but she loves everybody. My mom babysits this little girl. Her name is Audrey. And you can tell how much my mom loves her by how much she cares for her. And it feels like she's part of our family. But I love my mom because no matter how disappointed in me she is, sometimes... she was. She still loved me, and I always knew that she'd be beside me. My mom has always taught me to put God first, and she also taught me that school and Sunday school are priorities. They're not just recommendations. You need to be there because you get a lot of help out of them. She also taught me that trust isn't given, but it has to be earned, and I just want to thank, I'm thankful for that. I don't know if I want to be just like my mom, but I definitely like to take a few traits. I would want to be just like her when it comes down to including people because she's very good at it. Like the other night, we were at this sister Ashley's house, and this boy was by herself, and she wanted us to include him, and he was a really nice kid, and I would just want to, I'm glad she does that. And I also definitely want to be like her when it comes to fitting in, because no matter the crowd, even if she doesn't know the people, she, 2 minutes later, she acts like she's known him for 5 years. But my mom has definitely had a big effect on my walk with God. She's definitely been there to keep me accountable, and she definitely tells me when I'm wrong. But my big piece of advice is to listen to your parents, because they're definitely wiser than you, and they know what they're talking about. Even when you think you know it all, they know more than you. Good Mother's Day, Mom.
All right, Brother Ben. Shouldn't be that hard. Top of that. Brother James. He'll be grounded for a while.
Well, I had 3 pages of notes, and I think I'm going to only have to use about half a page because everybody else is really short. But there's a lot of things I could say about my mom. Some of the qualities that stand out to me the most are that she's faithful, consistent, and spiritual. My mom, one thing that I've learned the most from my mom is to always put God first. Ever since she was a young girl, she has been active in God's work as a choir director, piano player, special singer, Sunday school teacher, and a Bible school teacher, church treasurer, and secretary. And she always put God's work first, and God was not only first at church, but also in the home. She always made sure there was time for our own personal devotions and family devotions every night, and Mom and Dad took us to camp meetings and revivals all over the place. So one of the most important things I've learned from my mom is to put God first and His work first in your life. You can't talk about my mom without talking about food. My mom is a great cook. I realize you can't tell because I'm short and skinny, but I was trying to think of the favorite food that she makes that is my favorite, and I'm not a picky eater. So, but the only thing I don't like is when something is made too often. So, but I think the favorite thing that she makes, or my favorite thing that she makes, is brown butter cinnamon rolls. Another thing about my mom is that she puts up with things that she doesn't like, but she puts up with them because I like them. For example, is dogs. My mom is not a dog person, and I'm a guy, so naturally I like dogs, like Nolan. And so when I was a little boy, I begged and pleaded for a dog, and finally they got me one, and Mom put up with her. And I think she loves my dog. I just haven't got her to admit it yet. So another thing my mom has really helped me is homeschooling. You know, when they first started homeschooling me, they said they didn't agree with being taught in public school and, you know, how bad it was when they were in. But looking back now, especially that I'm out of school, there's a lot of temptation and bad influences that were avoided by keeping me at home and homeschooling me. There was a lot of things I was sheltered from being homeschooled, and that's one thing that I really appreciate. But most important than all of that is my mom's influence on my walk with the Lord. When I was younger and I wanted to get saved, she prayed with me and still to this day mentors me and gives me godly counsel. And that's one thing I appreciate about my mom. Several years ago, I was starting to go astray. I was letting things work in my life that shouldn't have, and my mom picked up on it, and she confronted me about it, and if I would not have listened to her and turned from that, I would hate to think where I'd be today. If I want to talk to my mom, I can talk to her about anything. She'll listen to me and give me godly counsel. I would not be where I am today without my mom. Everything she said didn't always make sense, but now that I'm older, the puzzle pieces all fit together. My mom is a good and godly example, and she is faithful to God and His work, and that is why I love her so much. Happy Mother's Day.
Very good.
Well, that was very wonderful, very touching. So I appreciate everybody coming tonight. So we have a couple more speakers, but Colton, appreciate you coming. So Cody and Alexa are going to talk a little bit.
So today is a day set aside for our mothers. I'm sure you all got your mothers flowers and candy, like you're supposed to. But we also want to make sure our youth mothers know how much we appreciate them. So Sister Vicky's unfortunately not here, but we got her a gift as well. But we just want Sister Sherry and Sister Vicky to know how much we appreciate all that they do for us. They're very special to us, and we love them very much. Amen.
So I appreciate that very much. I know that it's going to be kind of touching for Cody and Alexa. And most of you know they're getting married next year. So this will be their last Mother's Day in here. They've already spoke about their mother previously. I know Cody did, if Alexa got a chance to. But appreciate Cody and Alexa and But most of all, we appreciate Sister Sherry and Sister Victoria for what they've done to help you guys. That, I believe that's everything, Brother Strelecki, for Mother's Day.
Okay. Brother Colton, do you have anything to say about your mother?
I know your mother's not in here, but do you have anything to say about your mother?
Oh man, where to start? All right, we'll do that. So my mother, probably one of the best mothers I've ever known. Probably one of the best women I've ever known, because she was able to take 6 kids that she never knew and take them as her own. And you got any other mother out there, but to me, that's probably one of the biggest blessings of my life that's ever been given to me, is a second chance at a better life. And I know, like I said, she's not there right now, but her doing that has had the biggest impact on my life, along with her being a God-fearing woman and just helping me strive to be better as a person and as a Christian. Yeah, I thank you for that.
All right. I don't know. Did you say hi to Katie? Katie's here. Say hi, Katie.
No, I don't think so.
Well, anyway, well, Brother Colton, it's so good to have you with us tonight. And don't be afraid to stop in anytime, all right?
Will do.
All right. Well, we're going to close out the service. Do you want to hang around a little bit longer, or you want to go to bed?
No, I'm probably going to need to be going to bed. It's probably midnight here.
Okay, well, Brother Nolan, before you go, Brother Nolan wants you to dismiss in prayer.
Oh, he wants me to.
Yeah. All right, so let us stand.
All right.
Yep, anytime.
Okay. All right. Dear Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for everything you've done. Thank you for the service that we're a part of. Thank you for the youth group allowing me to barge in on their little youth service. Please help us all to go our separate ways. I'm the overhearing guitar. And thank you for everything you've done. And everybody. Amen.
Amen.